Okay, everyone, and I'm back talking with Scott of the Chili Fresh Company, which is the program attached to our library's catalog. And again, I'm just going to quickly mention, don't forget about that online teen book club. Talk to us at the information desk if you've got a student in grades 9 to 12 and would like to discuss books over the summer. We will be using the Chili Fresh package. And on that, Scott, can you tell us what I'm trying to say to the people? What is Chili Fresh Connections?
Okay. We talked a little bit about the review engine that's integrated into your catalog, allowing your users to read and write reviews right in your catalog. One thing that we realized as we began integrating this into library catalogs throughout the world is we realized that the catalog is not a very exciting place. It's almost just an inventory list, and it's not a place, frankly, that your users want to come back and spend a lot of time. And so with that in mind, we decided that we could probably bring some interactivity to the catalog that would make your catalog a more sticky place, a
yes.
place that your users would want to come back to. And so what we did approximately a year ago is we introduced a product called Connections. And what Connections is it's a full-blown social networking platform that integrates directly into the library's catalog. Now, the goal of Connections is this. It's there to empower your users with the ability to connect with other users worldwide based on their literary interest and or habits.
Yeah, yeah.
If you like a certain author or a certain genre of books and you're an avid user of the library and your library is a connection subscriber, you should be able to connect with people just like you in
That's
other
right.
parts of your community, other parts of your country or the world that have the common interest and begin interacting with them.
Exactly.
Interestingly enough, Catherine, we spend a lot of money to learn the obvious.
No.
We did some marketing to find out how people make a decision about what book they're going to read next. And I need to exclude librarians because you don't make the same decisions
No.
that I do about this because you're surrounded with books every day.
Yeah.
But the average person, 82% of the time, they make a decision to read a book based on a recommendation from somebody that has a common interest of theirs. It really is that simple.
Right.
And so what we did is we built this platform around that knowledge. We knew we needed to help people introduce themselves to each other and to find people with common interests. And we wanted to do it all inside the catalog. We never take them away from the catalog. And so that's what we did. So what Connections does is it allows people to connect. And we do this with friending mechanisms. There's messaging mechanisms. There are literary communities in there. There are forums. There are book clubs. There's one-on-one chat. There's group chat. And then there's what we call these digital personalized bookshelves, which allows you to go inside the catalog and create as many bookshelves as you want. They're digital images of books sitting on a shelf, and then that bookshelf is then a removable widget that you can place in your personal blog, or you can put it in a Facebook app, or you can put it on your personal web page or something, but you can display your bookshelf any place that you want. And then as you start seeing other people inside of Connections, because inside of your catalog now, you can then look at profiles of other people throughout the world and see what's on their bookshelf and see if they have common items as you. And we call those connections, as people have the same types of things that are on their bookshelf that you've got on yours. Our system flags you and lets you know that this is a person you may want to begin communicating with.
Exactly. So how does a person start communicating?
Well, if you happen to be online at the exact same time, and you know that because their photo will have a red line around it, with a single click, you can initiate a one-on-one chat with them. You can just say, hello, my name's Catherine. Let's talk. I love what you've got on your bookshelves. Those kind of things. Or you can just drop them a message or leave them a note on their corkboard so that next time they log in, they can see your message. But it's just a way to begin interacting with people.
It's a good idea. And I think of this, the distinction with just the reviews is the reviews are passive. It relies on you stumbling onto that item, as opposed to the connections where it's interactive. Now, on that, this is a perfect time, I think, to talk a little bit about privacy. Can you
right.
talk about that a bit?
Privacy is a huge issue. As we kick this off, that's one of the things that, frankly, we struggled with. Because what we're doing is we're basically, through your catalog, we're opening up a channel of communications between your users and other users throughout the world. They could be other users in your community, or they could be users across the world. But what we have done is we've created a mechanism in there. We call it an age verification mechanism.
Okay.
Basically, when a user begins using Connections, they only have limited capabilities until they would receive an instruction online that tells them that they need to go into the library up to the reference desk and just verify their age against their connections ID, their identification.
Yes.
So what we do is you verify the age of the user, and then you give them full access to connections at that point. Now, what that does is, because there's been a real person inside the library that verified their age, so we know that this person is either
That's
under
important.
18 or over 18, right. Then our system does this. It does this age block, which means that nobody over the age of 18 can see profiles or communicate or interact in any way with anybody under the age of 18 and
Beautiful.
Vice versa.
Exactly. Good.
So it's very important that we do that. And again, we have to rely on the library to verify the age to make that happen. But I think it's important enough for the library to have that mechanism built in.
Oh, no, thank you. We appreciate that because that is one of our concerns. We tell our users that the children's stations have a bit of firewalls on them, but it's still the parents' responsibility to monitor that.
Right.
But as best as we can, we try to also assist in that as well. So, no, this was perfectly appropriate. I really appreciate that information.
Right.
So once that's all sorted out, I want to know a little bit more about book clubs versus communities.
Okay. Let's talk about that. A community is really interesting. Anybody can create a community, and a community can be based on a book or an item in your collection. It can be based on a subject or a genre. I could create a community based on forests or geography or a mystery. And then inside of each community, when it's created, there are all of these functionality. There are book clubs and there are the discussion groups and forums and everything. And all of these pertain to whatever that community is.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And then a book club is specific only to an item in your catalog. Okay. And interestingly enough, I'll describe a book club, and it's really a lot of fun. Anybody can create a book club. A user can create a book club. A library can create a book club. And it can be private or it can be public. For
right.
example, if I wanted to create a book club, first thing I have to do is I have to decide what book is going to be the subject of that book club. And then I have to decide whether it's going to be public or private. If it's going to be private, for instance, I can have a book club and only invite my four brothers to participate, and it's password protected and nobody else knows that
yes.
it exists.
Yes.
Or I can invite everybody in my community or everybody in my country or province or
okay.
or it can be a global invitation. Okay, and once these invitations are sent out and people accept the invitations, then it moves from being an invitation system to a scheduling system. And because I'm the owner of the book club, I determine all of the scheduling.
Yes.
I can say Wednesday at 10 a.m., we're going to meet online and discuss chapters 1 through 4 of XYZ book.
Exactly.
And Wednesday at 10 a.m., all of the people who are members of this book club, they log in, and it becomes a group chat that's moderated by me because I'm the book club owner.
Isn't that nice?
Okay. Now, if somebody has to work, for example, and they can't get there at 10 in the morning, they can go in after they get off work, and then they can read a transcript of what happened in their absence.
And
so book clubs are a lot of fun.
Oh, yep. Yeah. And I think that this is going to be the next wave for our libraries, where you've now got two book clubs that meet in the physical library. But
uh-huh.
it's just going to be a hop, skip, and a jump. And as I say, we're going to try this online teen book club. So, yeah, we're going to have
And you know what? A suggestion, I'm sorry to interrupt,
suggestion,
Catherine, that I might have for you is maybe you continue with the physical book club and have the online book club happen at the same time so that people that are not physically there have them participate online, which means you'd have to have one person in the room that's doing some typing and some transcripting in there, but the people that are online can see the discussion that's going on there.
Interesting idea. And actually, I'm just now thinking that another idea would expand on the author visit. If we could invite an author remotely into
right,
the
be
online.
Fantastic.
Wouldn't that be a neat idea? I'll have
would
to sit with
fantastic.
That and see what I can do with that. Now, can I go back to the communities before we finish up? Because I was also thinking about the kind of community I would like to start would be something for writers. So
okay.
less about having actual books out there, but is it big enough? And by big enough, do I mean I could post 250 words of a piece that I'm working on and have that community?
Absolutely.
So that's reasonable?
Absolutely. And inside of the community, as I mentioned, inside of each community is all of this functionality, and you can use all of that or you cannot use all of it. But inside of a community, it can be based on an author, it can be based on a subject, it can be based on an item, it can be based on anything. But then you have inside of that community, you've got chat capabilities, you've got forums, you've got all kinds of things that you can do with that. Yeah,
that's
it, it makes all the sense in the world.
And then I'll get that 5-star rating in there as well.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That's right, that's right. Now, I'm going to say statistics, but that's not really the kind of package that I would be pulling statistics out of. Just for fun, what kind of books are being reviewed, do you know?
Yeah. Specifically, I don't know. I do know one thing for sure. Books such as Old Man and the Sea and Treasure Island are not being reviewed right now.
The classics.
The books that are older, everybody pretty much knows of them. The books that are getting the most reviews are the most contemporary books. James Patterson books are being reviewed quite a bit. All of the vampire books and the Harry Potter books, they have. But the bottom line is, because review systems are so relatively new compared to, you know, the history of literature, the newer items are the ones that are going to have those reviews on them.
Mm-hmm. So again, this comes back to users out there coming into the library or from home. I should point out, of course, this, our internet access can get you to our catalog from our website, and our website will be listed at the end of the program.
Right.
Depends on people coming in. Check that website out. Put those reviews on there. Start connecting.
And another thing about the reviews that are being written, it's going to be more younger people will write those reviews than older people. You know, as they say, it's difficult to teach an old dog new tricks. But those people that grew up with the internet in their house and in their school and in their life understand the importance of this and understand the value in this probably a little easier than somebody who did things a different way.
This is true. But I'm also seeing in my job that the early retiring people are very comfortable with computers. They're like keen. They love their e-readers. They love their devices. I think it would just take a little gentle prodding and encouragement for to get them to go this one extra step.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
So I'm really happy to be promoting Chili Fresh today with you. I'm so glad you were able to come. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we wrap up?
There's a couple of things that we didn't discuss. Right. One of the things that we've got with Connections is we're actually taking the catalog now to your Facebook page. Every library in the world has a Facebook page, and every library user has a Facebook page, and the libraries are always asking the users to friend them. Then they get there, and there's nothing to do.
Yes.
But included with Connections is a Facebook app that will actually bring your full catalog functionality to your library's Facebook page.
That's
and
amazing.
This is something, if you haven't integrated it yet, you really should do this. It's a way to put your entire catalog with reviews and everything right inside your library's Facebook page. Yes.
I will have to work on that. Now, you said there was a couple of things, and that was one. Was there another?
The other thing is mobile apps. We've got an iPhone app, an Android app, and a web-based app that all have access to your catalog with reviews on them as well.
Wonderful.
And they're all included with Connections. What we're doing is we want to bring your collection, which really is represented in your catalog, we want to bring your collection to exactly where your users are living.
Beautiful.
And when I say living, I'm not talking about their house. I'm talking about where they're living online.
That's right. That's wonderful. I want to thank you so much, Scott, for calling in today. I think this has been great for our listeners.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about it.
You've been listening to Shelf Life, news from the Whitchurch Stouffville Public Library. For more information about library programs and services, check out our website at www.whitchurch-library.on.ca. Or you can call the library at 905-642-7323 or toll-free at 1-888-603-4292. Or why not visit the library in person at 30 Burkholder Street in Stouffville? Thank you for listening.